We don't have good things somewhere.
Okay. Going to call the meeting to order, the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board for March 28th, 2023. Welcome. And do we have any first timers here this time? Because if not, I'm not going to read all of the directions about turning off your phone and so on and so forth. Okay. Great. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, looks like we're all here.
Yeah.
So we'll reflect that.
Shannon is excused. We have Tiffany here tonight.
Thank you very much. This is the public comment period for any item that's on the agenda. If you want to comment, but you don't think you can wait until the agenda item is heard, this is your opportunity. Is there anyone who'd like to take advantage of that? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move along. Approval of the minutes for February 28th of 2023.
Motion that we accept minutes as stated.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes from Juana. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's approved. Approval of the agenda for tonight. We can hold, combine, or delete any items. I think one and two are related. We should hear those together, vote on them separately. Three can be heard on its own. Does that sound okay to everybody? If so, could I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Information items, Tiffany.
Did you vote on that motion?
Yeah.
To approve the agenda?
Say again?
Did you vote on the motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
For announcements tonight, I think each of you have received, is that familiar where the weather should be getting nice soon. We'll see how much it sabotages. But I brought a few different flyers of events that are happening in the Spring Valley area over the next couple of weeks. So I also emailed them to you all. So if you have networks or anything that you work with, you want to pass those forward, we'd love to have those participate. I also distributed to each of you the updated copy of your bylaws. I understand you guys took previous action on it, so that's just the updated copy for your education and reading. You have a copy. I believe the only change that was made was to the start time of your meeting to reflect that you now begin meetings at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I think that is it for me.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much. Let's go ahead and jump into the planning and zoning part. Do we have a presenter here for item one? Okay. Item one is NZC 230076 LVWS Cimarron LLC, a zone change to reclassify 13.7 acres from an RE zone and a C1 zone to an R4 high density zone. Also waiver of development standards to increase building height. And design reviews for the following: one, an alternative parking lot landscape; two, multiple family development; three, finished grade in the CMA design overlay district. This is generally located on the south side of Warm Springs and the east side of Cimarron in Spring Valley, of course, Michael Knapp's district. I'll go ahead and read the second item because we'll hear them both together. That's a VS 23-0077, same applicant, excuse me, vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Warm Springs Road located between Cimarron and Buffalo, and a portion of right-of-way being Cimarron located between Warm Springs and El Dorado within Spring Valley and still in Michael Knapp's district. Good evening.
Good evening. Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Nevada West. This is a site just under 14 acres. We're on Cimarron in Warm Springs. This is one of the sites that was recently purchased in the aviation auction. Nevada West is coming in to propose a new multifamily development. As you can see on the zoning map, we have split zoning. We have RE, and the majority of the site is C1, and our underlying master plan is neighborhood commercial. we are proposing a non-conforming zone change to R4. We were able to still get into the system before they changed it from the non-conforming zone change to the master plan amendment, so that's why you're still seeing the non-conforming zone change. Our site would consist of 304 units dispersed among 15 different buildings. They are 2 and 3 stories. The main entrance is off of Warm Springs. It's a gated entry. And then we have an exit only to the west along Cimarron. It's your typical multifamily that you see. Nevada West is developed all over town. We believe that the multifamily is more appropriate for this area rather than the commercial. If you take a look at how much commercial is in this area, within a 1 mile radius, there is over 1 million square feet of commercial. Wow. So that coupled with the fact that we are in a housing crisis in this town, we need some additional housing. So we think this is going to be a good fit for this area. 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units. We only have 24 three-bedroom units, though, so we won't have a lot of families at this location, which will significantly help with the overcrowding of our schools that we see. We are requesting a design review for alternative landscaping within our parking lot. What we're requesting is to utilize diamond planters rather than the long landscape fingers. Just gives us more area throughout the project. However, we are dispersing those trees that you would normally see in those planters throughout the project itself. So requirement is 104 trees. Total that we're providing throughout the site is 167. So that's the design review for the landscaping that you see. We are requesting one waiver, and that has to do with our three-story elevations. The maximum height in R4 is 35 feet. We're requesting to go to 45 feet. This is fairly typical with multifamily. It allows us to shield all of our mechanical equipment as well as some architectural enhancements. So the entire roof line of the building is not flat. You have some of those pop-outs there. So that's the only waiver that we're requesting. Our vacation is along the perimeter of our site, and that is to allow for the detached sidewalks along both Cimarron and Warm Springs per code. We had a neighborhood meeting. We did not have anybody attend. Staff's recommending approval, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who has any questions or comments? None? Okay, thank you. We'll come to the board. Board, do you have questions or comments?
Comments. And you made the comment that you're going to have very few three-bedroom rooms. That's going to decrease the number of children. But I think the issue in Clark County isn't so much housing as it is affordable housing. And so you're going to find families that are going to put two, three children into a single room if that's how they can afford it. So I'm not sure that's legitimate as far as selling the case. My other point, or other, hopefully you're working on, is you're working with SNWA on these trees that they're coming off of their list.
Yes.
And I would also encourage you to plant the trees on the west and the south side of your buildings. That provides cooling that will cool the buildings and reduce your energy costs. So rather than just randomly putting them out there.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Could I see how that parcel fits in again, the sort of the just the site map, and I want to make sure I understood what we're sort of touching on.
So this is Warm Springs here. This is Cimarron. Durango is one over where all this commercial is. This is Buffalo. Sierra Vista High School is just to the south of us here. And this is the hospital right on the corner.
So what are you expecting to be built on, say, the three set? There's going to be three, kind of like two open sides plus mm-hmm. a diagonal.
Here.
What are you expecting to be built there based on the current zoning?
So Nevada West also purchased the property directly to the east in the auction, so they'll be coming through with a project almost identical to this down the line. Mm-hmm. So that's what we expect to go here. Everything below us is public park.
I can speak to that. So
yes.
There's over 400 acres of sports park that is reserved there. Yeah. So it goes essentially that whole area. Everything you see in green, which continues down to Windmill, excluding a few parcels that are residential, totaling over 400 acres. You see there's the 16 soccer fields built in what I like to call the first quadrant, that northwest corner. We just received Snibbleman funding to build a baseball complex, which will be kind of directly south of this and wrap around the school. And then we'll still have over 200 acres south of Robindale that will be programmed out in the future.
Okay.
So lot, it is almost all, other than the Warm Springs frontage, it is almost all parks land that comes around.
Well, and I'll just wrap my thought and pass the baton. I mean, I'm sure you kind of tell what I was getting at, just that three-story buildings tend to not be desirable, but when there's a baseball field or a soccer field next to it with big lights on a tower and stuff like that, in my view, I guess I am on the board, but but in my view, it seems like, you know, a three-story building next to a baseball field is, you know, maybe a better match than a you know, 1 acre properties with ranch style homes or something like that being right next to it. So that's kind of just what I was trying to get at, is contextually, I mean, we're diagonal from a hospital with ambulances and whatever, and that's why I was asking the question, was just to make sure I understood what was going to be around.
And
so,
just for some extra context for building height, since we do have that height waiver, the hospital is about 120 feet. And then the Warmington multifamily that is currently under construction here right by the grocery store was approved at 55 feet. So we're 10 feet lower than this one here.
Sure. And so we'll see what the rest of the board says, but I'm just kind of checking in to confirm my understanding of what was going to kind of be around.
So is all that land that was Department of Aviation, they're unloading this on a regular basis? And is it zoned initially RE, or what is it zoned?
Yeah, so typically most of the aviation property is zoned RE. This one is not currently, but usually when you see those aviation auctions come through, which I think they're doing them quarterly right now, they're mostly all RE. It's really like holding zoning designation until someone comes in to develop it.
That was my understanding. I think maybe John might know the best, but I think RE is a placeholder most of the time. If
sometimes,
it's on
not
something
all the time.
Else,
yep.
But a lot of times.
So
yeah,
the zoning exactly. On this was RE, I believe, but the land use was neighborhood commercial, and so the request is to do a multifamily rather than the commercial on that frontage. And yes, the aviation. Some of the background, just because I know there's a few new board members on the air zones in this area, there used to be several restrictions on the land that no residential could be built on some of these aviation properties, and the noise contours shrunk several years back, mostly due to better technology, newer, you know, technology with airplanes.
It's still very noisy.
Yeah, and in a lot of areas very close here. The lines are really close here. You get north of Warm Springs, and there's several properties that are halfway eligible for residential and halfway not, you know, so this is right on the cusp, but it does now allow for residential without the airport or FAA posing any objections.
I live on Oquendo, and that's about as close as I'd want to be to the aviation line. Quick question on the architectural enhancement. You're not altering the height of inside as far as the height of the roof line in the dwellings themselves, are you? You're asking for architectural enhancement outside to cover air conditioning units and things like that, or?
Correct. So you can see here, it's hard to tell obviously, but it goes up and then back down and then up and then back down. So instead of just a flat roof line.
Okay.
And then America West has higher ceilings in their units as well, but they are also going up above that 35.4.
So how high are the roof lines inside?
Inside?
Yeah. I mean, you're saying you're increasing the height inside?
Floor 1 and 2, 12 on floor 3.
Even though, obviously, you would save the energy if you made them smaller?
Yeah, this is what sells. They don't want to put people in really small, you know, units. They want to be able to have space and sell them, and people want, this is what they want. Yeah, exactly.
Question.
Go ahead.
So basically, it's really related to number two, but I just want to make clear that between Warm Springs, on Warm Springs, between Cimarron and Buffalo, you're going to make, not you, but the company's going to make a system of two-lane highway each way. It's right now, and the only reason why I know this is because I go to Born and Raised every Wednesday.
So
I do know that the lanes narrow down real quickly. So you're going to take care of that?
Yes. So one of the requirements with all development is the developer has to develop their side of the street.
Correct.
So they'll come in and pave this, and then once they come in with the other project right next door, it'll be paved all the way down, and same with Cimarron.
So the thing on the north, that's going to stay? See that dent right there?
This?
The bulge? Yeah.
This is a median.
Okay,
yep.
So I'm trying to let the bulge clear this part, because this is where Born and Raised is. You see right here, it's...
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
is someone going to take care of that? Because I was thinking about the traffic with the increase.
So
with the increase of the residents and the use of the road.
Yeah, until that's developed, we won't be responsible for that.
All right.
Sometimes you'll see county projects come through, like, for example, Fort Apache just had a big one, right, where most everything was developed, and then there were a couple properties that still weren't, so you still have that coming in and out. So that may happen eventually down in this area, unless everything is developed. But as of right now, yeah, we won't be responsible for this side, just this side.
And I believe there is an entitled project on that north side, which if it comes to fruition, they would be expected to do those house street improvements. And then your question about whether it would be two lanes each way. Warm Springs is an arterial. It could potentially be three lanes each way. I'm not sure how Public Works will have it striped initially, but at full width it would be.
Because the way it is now, if the north part of the street stays as is, and let's assume this project gets developed.
And depending on the timelines,
really,
if that project to the north gets done first, you may see that side approved first, and this side hopefully shortly.
So I just point that out. So if we get complaints, we're aware. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have.
If I could, I'll jump in. I wanted to wait and see how folks were feeling about this. I appreciate you bringing up the hospital, because that's, to me, a key thing. I know the staff recommends approval of this. It on the surface strikes me as unacceptable. Because first you have to request a non-conforming zone change, and then you have to waiver it. So, hello. quoting from your justification letter, the reasons, and this addresses some of the questions that others had here, the reasons for the increase of 10 feet are as follows. One, an urban architectural design that provides for enhanced architectural elements, including enhanced parapet walls. Two, each floor has a higher ceiling than a traditional multiple family unit. And three, the additional increase is not for livable space or use, but rather for architectural interior enhancement. The increased building height has been approved in other areas. Finally, the 45-foot building height is consistent with buildings in the immediate area that consist of a hospital and shopping centers. So it's interesting to hear justified based on a hospital and a shopping center, because we're talking about apartment building. But the hospital, to be clear, is in public facility zone. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so what is their height limitation?
I don't know what their height limitation is.
It's around 100 feet or so, I think. Okay, I just... You know, apples and oranges. St. Rose Dominican Hospital campus, San Martin campus, to me, echoes the area around Spring Valley Hospital. There's one big difference. There are fewer support facilities that are health-related at St. Rose. It doesn't have to stay that way. It didn't used to be that way at Spring Valley. I remember the Spring Valley preliminary development led to significant compatible uses with additional hospital wing, and then doctor offices, and then more doctor offices, and then treatment facilities, and rehab facilities, senior housing, and additional C1 businesses. So it strikes me that we need to keep working towards supporting the healthcare center that should be. Why is this an NZC rather than a plan change and conforming zone request? Can you help me with that?
Yeah, so there was a deadline to get a non-conforming zone change in through the process to continue on as a non-conforming zone change. So we met that deadline, so it continued on as the non-conforming.
Okay. Just trying to keep straight which system we're supposed to be using. This has been Plan C1 since 2005, and the justification back then and every time it's been reapproved is for future commercial development. What's changed?
Well, there's a lot of commercial in this area, and a lot of it's struggling right now. As you know, since COVID, a lot of places have closed down. A lot of places have gone fully online. So we need the rooftops to help support the existing commercial. You drive up and down Durango and Buffalo right now, there's vacancies. I pass that every day on my way to work. I live in Mountains Edge, so I see the vacancies. Not a lot, but there are some.
Interesting to hear that argument, because that is that we have so many businesses, we need more rooftops. Because for years, you and others have said, we need more rooftops because businesses, you know, to support businesses. So,
well, yes, we need the rooftops right now to support the existing.
I mean, but before you've said we need rooftops in place before we build businesses.
Sure, but times have changed. Things change. It's been decades since things have happened and have been built. And I think COVID really changed that a lot.
But it's over.
It is over, but okay. People are still struggling to come back from it.
What are the projected rents for this project?
This will be a market rate. So as of right now, probably around 15, starting 15 and up, $1,500 a month.
Okay. Part of the justification also says you need more housing for those basically within walking distance of this employment opportunities. Do the locations other than the hospital around there pay enough that people will be able to afford the rent that you propose?
We see a lot of people in the Nevada West apartments who are working in the hospitals and working on the strip. So yes, I think so. they'll be able to easily walk over here. There's a lot of different offices out here, you know.
Well, I'm thinking of the Fuku Burger and the Born and Raised and the grocery store and the sporting goods store. Are those people that are going to be able to work there and afford the rents you propose?
Sure.
They make that much money now?
So
not, so we don't know.
I know based on residents in Nevada West right now, they range from teachers to retail to doctors to lawyers. So it's a big range. And
where is that facility? That's the one on Buffalo?
Oh gosh, they have.
Okay, because I know there are ones just like this on Buffalo between
they have
Warm Springs
locations.
And up
yeah.
to 215. Yeah. Okay. You have a single entrance planned.
Correct.
To get to 215, that means that many of the people who live there would have to go through the Durango station traffic. But what I'm really curious about is the new Title 30, if I understand it correctly, says that you are required to have two entrances and exits.
Well, we are required to right now conform to the Title 30 that is on the plate. We have been asked to take out any reference to the new code in any of our justifications. So as of right now, this is meeting code, and fire has looked at this and sees that it's okay because we do have that exit.
So the new standards that people are supposed to live by, you don't have to live by in this case?
Well, they're not adopted yet in the rewrite.
Uh-huh. Another couple of weeks, right?
Correct. But they're currently not in place, so we have been asked not to use those as justifications.
Okay.
Trust me, I would love to use some of those.
They're coming through with the current Title 30.
That's correct.
Hasn't been adopted yet.
Correct, yes.
Everything has to do with the...
I know, I just hate to see things outdated when they're finished. You know, that's all. If you pull back, which we can't do here because we don't have the AV stuff tonight, but if you pull back, you've mentioned heat islands and so on. You're surrounded by heat islands because there are all these parking lots all around this. Why aren't you proposing parking structures if the issue is heat islands and land use and conserving and so on and so forth?
That's just not Nevada West's product. They do walk-ups. They do three-story walk-ups. They provide a ton of open space. We're almost double our required open space for this project. And as I mentioned, we're providing almost 60 more trees than required over the entire property. So no parking garage. There's lots of covered parking, and we think our trees and our open space kind of mitigate that.
Okay.
And staff agrees as well.
Can you describe the EV vehicle support that you're going to build in?
So I know Nevada West is looking to do that. I don't know if they've confirmed if they're having any in here. I imagine that they probably will have at least a few, just because that is what we're going toward. But I do not have that confirmed answer right now.
Going back to what Dale had brought up about the interior room size and so on, I understand the argument, obviously. It's pretty straightforward. But what I wonder is the fairness of giving a benefit of a few extra feet of ceiling space to a single resident, which requires everybody who drives by the place to see a building that's not in normal standards. That kind of bothers me.
But again, people driving here, they're passing a school, they're passing courts, and then commercial, more commercial, and then 120-foot building, as well as the 55-foot building directly across the street. So an extra 45 feet compared to 55 feet and 120 feet is pretty minimal. You also have the school down here as well, which I believe is almost 45 feet. Don't quote me on that. It's been a long time since I graduated.
I understand, and I look, I could argue both sides of this. I just, my gut feeling is that we're taking away potential for some real healthcare related development, that it's been planned since 2005 to support the neighborhood development and the neighborhood residents, and I hate to see that given away during this short-term issue. Well, you know, apartments are hot this month, and next month it's going to be an office building. So I'm thinking about the community and what we drive through. So you understand my questions, I think. That hadn't changed my mind, but I don't know how the board feels. I may be off on my own tangent.
I have a couple of other questions. These questions might be premature, but they popped up when Chairman was asking about affordability. So are the units going to be such that someone that works from home or has a home office, are they going to have space to have an office space? And will the unit be compatible with receiving Wi-Fi or you know, cell coverage and stuff like that to do that?
Yeah, so our floor plans range, of course, in size, but many people now, as you know, are working from home.
Right.
They will have Wi-Fi. I don't know if it's actually included with their lease. A lot of apartments are. But they'll have Wi-Fi. There will be plenty of room. These aren't really small units. You know, you see those micro units coming through, 300 square feet. These are larger, so I think there'll be plenty of space.
So the intent really isn't to have, quote, a smart complex.
Correct.
Most people do have a smart complex and everything's loaded. And then just out of curiosity, what's the square footage for, is it two bedroom, three bedroom? What's your offering going to be?
It's on here. Do you have that, Denisio? Size, do you remember?
Denisio Gordillo, 204 Belle Isle Court, Henderson, Nevada, here on behalf of the public as well. So it ranges from, you know, the bedroom count. We're trying to limit the number of three-bedroom units just because of the, you know, the children. But for the most part, most of them are two-bedroom units.
And then the square footage of those units would be, what, 1,000, 1,200, less than 1,000?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, they range. I mean, it's tough to give you an actual count.
Usually this one-bedrooms are around 8.
Yeah.
And then they go up from there.
Okay.
But I don't have the exact number.
But again, that ranges, though, you know, depending on the number of bedrooms.
Yes.
Three quick questions. Vaughn, will you put solar panels on your parking covers?
Have you guys done that? I don't think they've done that yet. I know a lot of multifamily has been looking at that, but not as of right now.
They don't. Okay. Two, will you regulate Airbnbs from not being in your complex?
Yes, so that is within their lease. They're not allowed to do that, as well as county code. But yes, that's in their lease.
And the final question, as a soil scientist, you're going to bring in 41 inches of fill.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done the technical studies. Is that the way it goes? You do this step, and then you do the technical studies?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So they'll do a preliminary grading, which is how they got that number, because the site slopes. So,
again, I'll stress this to every person that comes in here. You want to be very concerned about the fill material because you create textural discontinuities. It alters the internal drainage. So you just don't go randomly and go get 41 inches of fill and dump it there. So you really need to hire a good technical company that can address that.
That's good information. Thank you.
You're so science-y.
I know. No more questions.
Yes. My only last question would be on the two bedrooms, since that's going to be your largest unit, are there going to be different styles, like guest suite over here or combined like a family suite? Is the design different?
Yes, so we do have 24 three bedrooms, so that'll be our largest unit. But they have various layouts for all of their units. So exactly what you're saying. They could be, you know, bedroom over here, bedroom here, and then living space or separate. But they do have various options.
And that would drive the cost difference for affordable housing?
Yeah, it would, depending on how big the units are. And also, you know, sometimes the units are more depending on where they are within the property. But the prices will vary throughout the units, as well as the layout and the size of the units.
Okay. Anyone else? Do I have a motion on this, on first item one?
I move to approve subject to staff conditions.
I second it, based on staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion. Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay?
So it was 4-1?
Mm-hmm.
4-1?
Yes.
You were the no, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Item two, do we need more discussion of it? Have you explained it, or can we go ahead?
I'm happy to go over it again. It's just 5 feet along both Warm
yep.
Springs and Cimarron for those detached sidewalks.
Okay. So any questions or comments from the audience about item two? From the board about item two?
Does that affect any kind of landscaping, or is that just sidewalk and that's all you're asking for?
So we'll have 5 feet of landscaping, 5 feet of sidewalk, and then landscaping. So we have to vacate that 5 feet of landscaping up against the right-of-way so it's not within the right-of-way.
And there's a block wall in between that? Or?
No, so they'll landscaping, sidewalk, landscaping, and then our wall.
Okay, so.
Any other questions?
Well, I would stress you really want to make sure you're not applying water at the base of the foundation. Several block walls, houses, anything. So I always worry when you're starting to squeeze everything together. That's when you get into trouble. So
I take it that they're basically vacating land so that they can add landscaping closer to the road.
Right.
because technically they're not allowed to landscape right against the road, so they're actually maybe kind of doing us a favor in the sense that they're wanting to landscape all along the road, which they wouldn't be allowed to do without that vacation. And from talking to the county expert guy that comes here sometimes, he always says if it's approved, it's a no-brainer. The county doesn't need that land. It's better to let them take responsibility for it and do the landscaping. That's like my limited understanding of that subject.
So do you have to enter into an agreement with the county or somebody that you will take on the landscape as far as making?
So it will be, since we're vacating, it'll be on our property, so it'll be our responsibility. If we were not vacating it, it'd be in the county's right of way, and that's when you have to enter into that license agreement.
Everybody covered? If I could, just to show it wasn't personal, I'll make the motion to approve with staff conditions. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay, item three. Do we have a presenter here for item three?
These three are bailing on you, so it doesn't look like it.
Okay.
And I did not receive any notice, nor did Carmen, so I'm hoping nothing was sent to my channel.
Okay, this goes to the PC on the 18th, so we could, in theory, move this to our next meeting.
Yes, so the court has an option of either requesting that they return to your next meeting, which we've passed forward to the planning department.
Mm-hmm.
You could look at it at face value, and you can make a recommendation even without a presentation. Those are basically your options.
Okay. Board, do you have any feelings on it? I hate to approve things if we haven't heard from them, personally. Shall we put this on the agenda for the next meeting? Okay. Somebody make a motion to that effect?
I move to continue this item to the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
And that will be your April 11th meeting?
April 11th.
Yes.
I haven't looked too.
Okay. Carmen, you can work your magic with the agenda on that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, is it okay, Carmen?
Can you guys just please take the vote on that one?
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No opposed. Right, okay.
Tiffany says she's ready to go.
General business? Do we have any general business? I see none on the agenda. Comments by the general public. Looks like the general left and took the colonel with him. Next meeting date is April 11, 2023. Adjourned.
Okay, now off the record comment.
Wait,
make sure they
wait, no.